今天早上来到教会，已经有好几个人问我，今天早上是谁讲道。
Several have asked me who's going to preach today.
在这个教会十四年半来，第一个礼拜天觉得我不被欢迎。
Since I've been at this church for over 14 years, this is one of the few times that I felt that I am not the most popular.
但是想到大家想要听妙牧师，我第一次这种不受欢迎的感觉里面没有任何的那个酸味儿。
But there is no jealousy involved here because you all wanted to hear from Pastor Mel again.
讲到妙牧师有一个坏消息，一个好消息要在这里报告。
As usual, there are good news and bad news.
坏消息呢是上个礼拜，如果你们订了录音带的，非常抱歉，我们上面的母带坏了，所以根本没有录下来。
The bad news is the original tape for last Sunday's sermon was in disrepair, and we cannot make the copies for you.
据说楼上的童工还在努力，看看能不能够把那个声音把它从录音带里面怎么把它挖出来，不知道他们怎么个做法。
Some of us who are familiar with sound engineering are still trying to salvage the signal from the tape.
这是坏消息。
This is the bad news.
好消息呢？
What about the good news?
妙牧师下个礼拜来。
Pastor Miao will be here next Sunday.
因为我跟他讨价还价，打了好几次长途电话。
Through several long distance calls.
我说你在 New Jersey， 今天就是现在，他在 New Jersey 讲道。
Today he is preaching in New Jersey.
他一定不能来。
So he cannot come.
因为跟他打了好几次电话。他说怕我失望，所以他下个礼拜来。
So he finally was convinced by me to come next Sunday.
对，我们感谢主，在主里面的友情还是很宝贝的。
We thank God that we have such friendship in Jesus.
而且在主里的表在主里的友情还蛮好用的。
And we can actually use some of these friendships.
我们为着妙牧师感谢主。
We praise the Lord for Pastor Miao.
我们请大家继续的祷告，纪念下个礼拜的聚会。
We ask you to uphold him in your prayers for next week.
很可惜，下个礼拜我不能在。
Unfortunately, I will not be here next Sunday.
下个礼拜六我要到纽约中宣他们的30周年去领他们的特别聚会。
I have to be leading a meeting in New York.
所以我在那边，你们在这里，我们一同用祷告来托住神的家。
So even though I won't be here with you physically, I will be praying for you so that we can be here spiritually.
我们知道时间实在过得非常的快。
We know that time indeed seems to be speeding up.
1969年的9月14号，有13位弟兄姊妹第一次在严大夫的家里客厅开始聚会。
It was in September of 1969 when a couple of people were meeting in Dr. Peter Yan's home to begin a worship service.
我做一个很简单的一个计算，22年以后的今天。
I did a brief calculation, 22 years have passed since that meeting.
就以上个礼拜的统计，我们北区他们有223个人聚会。
Last Sunday in the Lowell Church, they have 232.
那么在我们本堂连大人小孩一共549个人聚会。
And in our church, including all the adults and children, we have a total of 549.
这里和我们的分堂加起来有差不多将近800的人聚会。
So when you add them together, there's a total of almost 800.
二十二年从十三个人涨到今年八百多人，弟兄姊妹，我们不能不感谢主。
We have grown from a total of 13 in 1969 to almost 800 in a period of 22 years, and we have to give God thanks.
但是我也常常提醒弟兄姊妹，提醒我自己，我们不是单单在礼拜堂里面来看人数的增加。
But I've often encouraged you not to just be satisfied with the growth internally.
我们永远要看在教堂的外面到底有多少我们的同胞还没有认识主，我们以这样的一个比例来提醒我们。
We have to always look at the outside, how many of our kinsmen are still lost from the kingdom of God.
所以虽然现在我们两个礼拜堂加起来有800多人聚会,
so even though now we have almost 800 in the church,
但是神还是继续把新的恩典给我们。
God is increasing His mercies upon us.
我听说在北区他们那边Lord的子堂他们所需要的经费也够了。
Because we just heard from the Lowell Church that their funding needs have been met. So we indeed witness the mercy of God.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我在这里再强调一次。
Allow me to again emphasize.
每一次神给我们新的恩典，一定带来新的挑战。
Every time God adds His blessings upon us, challenges fall.
恩典是白白的。
His blessings is free.
但是恩典有它的目的，有它的盼望。
But it's given to us for a purpose.
每一次踏进Lexington的新堂,
every time when I step foot into our new church,
我就有两方面很强烈的感觉在我的心里面。
Two strong feelings arise in me.
一个是恩典。
One is a feeling of blessing, and the other is a commission.
一个是神给我们的祝福,
blessings from God and responsibilities from God.
在过去三年多来, 一直在我的心里面常常出现的圣经之一, 就是路加福音12章48节。
One of the verses that appear in my mind very often in the past 3 years is from Luke chapter 12.
神说因为多给谁就向谁多取。
In that verse, Jesus himself said, to those who is given more, more will be demanded of them.
弟兄姊妹,
yes, brothers and sisters, it is an enjoyable task to receive the blessings of God. But it's a serious thing when we receive a commission from Him.
带着一个严肃的心，用这句话作为我们今年的主题。
And so we've adopted the theme "Building up the body of Christ" as the church's theme to this year.
来配合教会属物质的教堂的建造。
So that we build ourselves up spiritually as well as physically.
从这句话，我们多次从以弗所书，我们看到身体建造的原则。
And from this theme, we have dug into the book of Ephesians several times.
今天早上我们盼望从腓立比书来看，基督身体建造的目标是什么？
But today we want to look from the book of Philippians. What is the purpose for building up the body of Christ?
好不好，请我们再翻回到腓立比书第三章12节到16节，这一段刚才张昭斌弟兄说我们蛮熟悉的一段经文。
Let's turn again to the book of Philippians chapter 3. Verses 12 to 16, and indeed a very familiar passage.
大家知道我很喜欢在看一段圣经的时候，第一个注意的是怎么样分它的段落。
You might have noticed that every time when I read a passage of scripture, I like to see its context and break out its major and minor themes.
因为当我们从分段来认识一段经文的时候，我们比较能够了解那个作者他的心里面的逻辑和他心里面那一个不同层面的负担。
Because only from such analysis can we actually come close to what is the author's intent when he wrote these words.
在这段圣经里面非常明显的可以把它分成两个主要的段落。
From this passage, it's clear you can break them up into two passages.
12节到14节是一段, 15节、16节是另外一段。
Verses 12 to 14 is one passage, and 15 and 16 is a different one.
每一次我带着弟兄姊妹在查圣经的时候,
every time when I lead a Bible study,
我实在希望弟兄姊妹从查考圣经发现读圣经的甘甜。
It is my hope that we can indeed find the joy of digging into God's words.
我再三地提到我们的教会的名字叫做圣经教会，我盼望我们每一个来到这个教会的弟兄姊妹是一个读圣经的人。Again,
the name of our church is the Chinese Bible Church, and we emphasize that all of us should study the Bible.
所以盼望我们每一个人都有一本我们可以study的圣经来作为我们听到读经的一个主要的一个根据。
And indeed, we should all have our own study Bibles.
12-14 讲到保罗的经历。
Verses 12 to 14 talks about Paul's own experience.
15-16是讲到保罗有了这些经历以后，他仍旧希望达到的一个心愿。
And from his experience, he shares with us his wish.
所以在前面提到他经历的时候，他的人称代名词，他的 personal pronoun 是我，第一人称单数。
So when you read verses 12 to 14, he uses the personal pronoun of I, a singular one.
15-16, 他的 personal pronoun 呢是用第一人称多数我们这两个字。
But in verses 15 and 16, you see that there's a switch instead of I, that's now us.
所以从他的代名词的用法，我们很明显的看见这两段圣经是不同的。
So you can tell that these two passages are different just from the use of the personal pronoun.
那么在这两段的圣经里面，都看见以完全来开始这两段圣经的开头。
And you notice that he uses the description perfection to begin both passages.
12节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
Verse 12, it says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect.
15节，所以我们中间凡是完全人也如何如何。
And in verse 15, in the Chinese version, it says, all of us who are perfect.
在英文，刚才孙慧欣弟兄说，在中文是用 perfect， 其实在英文圣经是用 mature， 用成熟这个字。
In the New International Version, instead of using the word perfection,It uses the word mature.
不管是中文两个是完全，或者英文用完全和成熟，在原文希腊文的圣经，是用这个完全，就是 perfect 这个字来写的。
In the original Greek, the two words are the same.
那么换句话说，既然是同样一个字，那么保罗在这两段的经文里面，岂不是有一些矛盾吗？
Then you might question if he used the same.Word perfection, then are there not conflicts in the two passages?
12节他说我不完全。
Because in verse 12 he said, I am not perfect.
15节他说在我们中间完全的人也如何如何，所以他把自己放在完全人的这一个圈子里面。
And yet in verse 15 he said, all of us who are perfect.
当我在在思想这一段好像矛盾的经文的时候，
When I meditate upon this apparent conflict,
我越思想，我越发现这一段经文对我们今天信徒灵性个别的增长和教会整体的成长有密切的关系。
I discovered an intimate relation between personal spiritual growth and corporate growth.
换句话说，我们个人在灵命上对完全的认识和经历直接影响我们基督徒的成长与否。
In other words, our own personal understanding of spiritual perfection will influence how we grow.
以整体的教会来讲，我们对完全的认识影响到我们教会的前途。
And similarly, whether the church understand the concept of spiritual maturity or perfection will influence the direction of the church.
12节讲到的完全和15节讲到的完全，我个人给他有一点这样的解释。
My personal interpretation towards the perfection in verse 12 and verse 15 is follows.
12节的完全，我把它取个名字叫绝对的完全。
In verse 12, I consider the perfection as absolute perfection.
15节，保罗提到在我们中间的完全人的完全，我把它取个名字叫相对的完全。
But on the other hand, in verse 15, I will characterize this perfection as relative perfection.
那么对这两种似乎非常哲理的这样的一个分别，我盼望今天早上能够让大家有一个很清楚的一个交代。
I would like to expound upon these seemingly philosophical interpretations.
十二节讲到的绝对的完全是讲到上帝标准的那个完全，或者说就是上帝的完全。
The absolute perfection in verse 12 refers to the perfection of God.
这一类的圣经在圣经里面有好多地方都提到过。
And you can see similar themes in other scriptural passages.
我们读过马太福音五章四十八节，主耶稣在登山宝训里面提到一句话：“你们要完全像天父完全一样。”
For example, in Matthew chapter 5, when Jesus was preaching on the mount, he said, you have to be perfect as your Father is perfect.
彼得前书第一章十六节也告诉我们说，我们的父是圣洁的，所以你们也应该圣洁。
And Peter also wrote that we have to be holy because our Father is holy.
换句话说, 彼得提醒当时的教会，当然也是包括我们今天在内。
So Peter is encouraging the church then and today that we have to be holy as our Father is holy.
路加福音六章三十六节告诉我们说，天父是何等的慈悲，你们也要一样这样慈悲。
And in Luke, it was written that we have to be merciful like our Father.
弟兄姊妹，这几节的圣经我们放在我们面前，我们越看，我们是得到勉励呢？
When we read these verses, are we encouraged or are we disappointed?
我们这一辈子在我们有生之年，我们可能那么完全，可能那么圣洁吗？
Can we indeed look forward to reaching that stage in our finite lifetime?
主耶稣在这里对我们岂不是有一点要求的太过分？
Is this not a too a request that cannot be met.
彼得是不是在这里给我们有太非分的一些要求？
Perhaps Peter is going overboard in asking us to be holy.
我们怎么可能像天父那样的圣洁？
How can we be as holy as God?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不能否认一个事实。
But we cannot deny this fact.
今天教会的见证跟圣洁有关系。
The testimony of the church is intimately related to its holiness.
在过去一两个礼拜，
In the past 2 weeks,
我们在电视上所看、所注意的是一些什么样的消息？
What have we been paying attention to in the news?
跟圣洁有关系。
This is related to holiness.
不只是政界。
Not only in the political scene,
在教会界也一样。
It's the same in the church.
当我在电视上看到、听到一个传道人的消息的时候，
And I also heard about this news about a preacher from the news.
我心里面有很深很深的感，这个沉重的感觉。
My heart is deeply burdened.
是的，我们不完全。Yes,
we are not perfect.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
我们不完全。Even
when we are not perfect,
我们会失败。Yes,
we will fail.
但是我们不可以在同样的软弱上失败，再失败，再失败。
But we just cannot go on failing at the same point again and again.
不要说我们这些小牧师、小传道失败，都有大的影响。
Even small preachers like us, when we fail, we bring great influences.
何况全国、全世界都认识的传道人，在电视里面常常亮相的传道人。
What about those world-famous TV evangelists?
一而再、再而三，在同样一件事情上面失败。
Again and again, failing in the same aspect.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天就在笑政界关于这一件事情的一些争论。
Some of us may be smiling and perhaps joking about all these political maneuverings.
但是今天在教会的里面，我们同样面对这样严肃的挑战。
But similar challenges exist in the church.
弟兄姊妹，多年来，可以说30年来，我一直在神面前求一件事情。
In the past 3 decades, I've often asked God of one thing.
我求神让他的圣灵来充满我。
I have asked His Spirit to fill me.
一直求到今天，我还在用同样的祷告求圣灵充满我。
Even till today, I still pray the same prayer that the Holy Spirit fill me.
神听了我的祷告。
And God listened to my prayer.
虽然我没有说过方言。
Even though I have not spoken in tongues.
但是在我过去的经历里面，主一直把圣洁的挑战、要求摆在我的面前。But
in my experience, God has placed the challenge of holiness before me.
弟兄姊妹，彼得告诉我们说，你们要圣洁，因为天父是圣洁。
And Peter said, "You have to be holy because our heavenly Father is holy."
也许有生之年，我们不可能达到这样的一个地步。
Perhaps in our finite lifetime, we will never reach such a standard.
但是我们需要这样一个目标。
But we need such a goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天 aim 的不够 high， 我们今天目标不够高。
Perhaps today we are not aiming high enough.
因为我们没有崇高的目标，所以我们基督徒的生活就不够崇高，不够被人羡慕。
Because our aim is not high enough, so what we have achieved are not envious towards other people.
弟兄姊妹，我的负担是什么？
What is my burden?
我希望这个教会每一个人都能够出去传福音。
My wish is that all of us can go out and share the gospel.
但是为什么今天不是每一个人都能够去传福音呢？
But why is it that not everyone is doing so?
因为我知道神对这个要求还有一个第一个要求。
Because before this request, God has another demand.
起码我们这些基督徒走出来，站出来，让人家看见我们，就羡慕我们是基督徒。
Because just the way we live and the way we work should be a living testimony.
然后看见我们有这样一个敬虔的生活，他们就问我们敬虔的缘由。
And because we lead such a God-fearing life, other people will ask the reason for this.
弟兄姊妹，求主给我们高的目标。
So I ask God to give us a goal that is high.
其实不只是属灵可以这样来教导我们，提醒我们。
Of course, this kind of principle is not limited to the spiritual realm.
当我们教导我们下一代的时候，我们不也是这样教导他们吗？
Do we not teach our next generation the same way?
你要看得远，要看得高。
You have to plan far ahead, and you have to plan for higher goals and achievements.
今年八月初的时候，
early August of this year,
接到一个长途电话。
I received a long distance call.
那电话告诉我说，在七月二十八号，王明道老弟兄在上海生病去世。
I was informed from that long distance call that Mr. Wang Mingdao passed away in Shanghai on July the 28th.
他离开世界的时候九十一岁。
When he left this world, he was 91 years old.
所以大家屈指一算，他是庚子年一九零零年生的。
So you can immediately calculate he was born on the year 1900.
他生下来的时候，他的父亲已经自杀上吊死了。
When he was born, his father actually has committed suicide.
因为那个时候全匪在乱的时候。
Because that was during the time of the Boxer Revolution.
那么他的父亲因为在医院里面工作，所以带着他的太太和一个小女儿躲到医院里面去。
His father was working in a hospital then, and so he took his wife and one of his daughters to hide in the hospital.
然后他为了这个免得被全匪抓到受羞辱，所以这个老父亲就上吊就死了。
To avoid being shamed by the revolutionaries, he committed suicide instead.
所以当王明道出生的时候，他的父亲已经死了十几天。
So when he was born, his father has passed away several days already.
当我八月初听到这个消息的时候，
When I heard the news of his passing away,
我就去收集王明道先生的见证。
I started to collect different pieces of his testimonies together.
看到他写的那本书五十年来。
I read his book again the past 50 years.
我读了以后很惭愧，因为我也过了五十岁。
I was very ashamed because I'm also past 50.
所以换句话说，他在写这本书的时候是我这个年龄的时候写的。
In other words, then his book, the past 50 years, could have applied to me.
我就看见在他书里面提到他十四岁的时候，他就开始有一个目标作为他人生追求的方向。
I read in that book that when he was 14, he had established for himself a goal.
他有一次看到关于美国总统林肯的故事。
He was reading about the biography of Abraham Lincoln.
所以他就找了一个林肯的相片，就挂在他的书房的里面。
He found a portrait of Lincoln and hung it in his study.
他从十四岁开始，一心就要做中国的林肯，往那个方向努力。
So since he was 14 years old, he wanted to become the Abraham Lincoln of China.
所以当神呼召他要出来做牧师，做传道人的时候
，So when God called him to become a preacher,
他很不甘心
，He was very unwilling.
因为他的兴趣是在政界，而不是在宗教界。
Because his interest was in politics and not in religion.
但是感谢主，当他后来慢慢读圣经的时候，他说：“好了，我不要做林肯，他要做谁呢？”
So when he read the Bible more, he decided he doesn't want to become Lincoln.
他读经读到耶利米，他说：“我要做中国的耶利米。”
And he decided that he want to become the Jeremiah of China.
他说：“我要做坚城铜柱铁墙，像耶利米一样，在那个时代成为时代的先知。”
He decided that he need to become a prophet for the times.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见有一个目标，有一个方向，是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, it's so important for us to have a goal and a direction.
85年，师母跟我有机会到上海去看他的时候。
In 1985, Mrs. Lee and I had the opportunity of visiting him.
我记得老人家跟我讲一件事情。
I remember him sharing this with me.
他说：“李牧师啊。”
He said, Pastor Lee.
我虽然做过彼得。
Even though I've been like Peter.
他说：“我从来没有像犹大出卖过耶稣。”
I've never been like Judas who betrayed Jesus.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为他曾经被为了信仰被逮捕关起来。
We know that because of his faith, he was arrested and thrown into prison.
结果他的刑期是15年。
The original sentence was for 15 years.
不到15年就放了他。
But he was released in less than that amount of time.
因为他对公安局写了 一篇悔过书。
Because he wrote a letter of confession.
他悔过什么呢？他说：“我悔过了，因为我承认我做基督徒是错了。”
In his confession, he admitted that it was wrong for him to be a Christian.
所以政府很快就释放他。
So because of that, the government immediately released him.
就过了一年，他们夫妻两个人非常不平安。
But after a year or so, he was deeply troubled.
他们祷告了以后，他们觉得不可以这样出卖耶稣，不可以这样否认耶稣。
He was praying with his wife, and he felt strongly that he cannot deny Jesus.
所以他们回去公安局，告诉他们说：“那个悔过书，我要收回。”
And he went back to the security officers and said, "I have to take back my letter of confession."
那政府说你要收回那个悔过书，那我们也要收回你们两个人。
And so they said, "If you do so, we will put you into prison again."
所以他们就又关在监牢里面。
So indeed, they were thrown into prison again.
又关了好几年。
For several years.
到了1981年的时候。
Until 1981.
他写了一封信给他的好朋友。
He wrote a letter to his good friend.
下面这篇不太容易翻译。他说，孟子在早年就说过，什么样的人是大丈夫。
He mentioned in his letter how Mencius described a real man.
我们都知道，富贵不能淫，贫贱不能移，威武不能屈者，大丈夫也。
A real man is not corrupted by rags or riches, and he will not compromise his principles.
他写信给他的朋友说
When he wrote his letter to his friend,
他说五十岁以前我已经做到前面两句
He said, before I was 50 years old, I was able to achieve the first two criteria. I was not corrupted by either riches or poverty.
他说感谢上帝，五十岁以后我也做到第三步，第三句。
And then he said, I praise God because after I'm 50, I had the opportunity of achieving the third criteria.
我十分相信王明道先生他有这样的见证，因为前面有林肯，因为前面有耶利米作为他的目标。
I truly believe that Mr. Wang can say that only because he have set for himself the goal of becoming Lincoln or Jeremiah.
保罗在这里把一个更高的目标放在我们面前。
But Paul has placed an even higher goal for us.
换句话说，保罗要把耶稣基督成为我们的目标，成为教会的目标。
In other words, Paul is placing Jesus Christ himself as our direction and the direction of the church.
我们说我们像林肯，也许有一天可以达到。
When we say we want to be like Abraham Lincoln, perhaps one day we can achieve
that. 我们要做耶利米，也许有一天我们可以做时代的先知。
When we say we want to become like Jeremiah, indeed one day we may become the prophet for
the generation. 因为他们也是人。
Because they are also human.
圣经说他们是跟我们有同样性情的人。
The scriptures describe them as having similar natures as us.
但是要像耶稣，可能吗？
But is it possible for us to be like Jesus?
你未免太奢求了吧。
Perhaps you're asking too much.
弟兄姊妹，如果奢求的话，保罗怎么会摆在这里给我们看见这样一个挑战？
If this is impossible, then why did Paul place this challenge before us?
弟兄姊妹，当我每一次想到这里的时候，很坦白、很诚实地说，我在神面前是有这样一个属灵的雄心。
And brothers and sisters, whenever I read this, I ask for your forgiveness that oftentimes when I read this, I want to have this spiritual ambition.
我希望有一天，真的，我从心里面说，我希望有一天，有人跑来问我，李牧师，你是耶稣吗？
It is my wish that perhaps one day someone will come up and ask me, Pastor Lee, are you Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，我也盼望在座每一个弟兄姊妹你是认真在你的信仰上，你在主面前也有这样一个祷告。你说，有一天我希望人家错认我是耶稣。
And I pass the same challenge to you that perhaps you can pray the same prayer that one day someone may mistake you for Jesus.
因为个人是如此，我相信教会也可以这样。
And because I believe that this can be our personal goal.Then I believe it can be the goal of the church.
因为以弗所书四章告诉我们说要建立基督的身体。
Because in Ephesians, Paul said to build up the body of Christ.
到一个什么地步呢？
To an extent,
满有基督长成的身量。
To have the fullness of the maturity of Christ.
所以换句话说，教会可以达到一个地步，满有基督长成身量的地步。
In other words, the church can grow to such an extent that it can achieve the fullness of Christ's maturity.
在这一第一段圣经里面，他用两件事情特别提醒我们往这一个方向努力。
And here Paul uses two things to encourage us to work towards this goal.
这两件事情我把它叫做第一，培养只有一件事的心态。
I say the first thing is to try to develop a one-goal mind.
我们有这样一个 mentality, 培养只有一件事的心态。
I say the first thing is to try to develop a one-goal mind.
我们有这样一个 mentality, 有这样一个心态，那个心态就是说我只有一件事。
To have a mentality that only one thing matters.
不错，我们进入新堂有很多的事情要做。
Yes, when we move into the new church, there are many things for us to do.
有许多的挑战，有很多的机会。
There are numerous challenges and opportunities.
哎呀，我有的时候想起来，我真的觉得我们做梦都做得很兴奋。
And sometimes when I think about it, even when I dream about it, I get excited.
哎呀，想到神给我们一个新的挑战，有更多的人的生命在那里被改变。
To think about this new challenge that so many lives will be changed there.
更多的家庭要在那里改变。
So many families will be changed.
弟兄姊妹，你们知道我们夫妇有一个很强的负担。
You've known of one of our strong desires.
信仰生活化。
To put our faith into the context of living.
就是看见有很多的家庭，他们因着信仰，因着耶稣基督而改变。
To see many families because of their faith will overcome their difficulties.
我前几天听到一个见证。
Several days ago, I heard this testimony.
在加州有一个教会。
There's a church in California.
他们跟我们的这个英雄所见略同，他们也有这样的负担。
They have a similar burden like ours.
他们说不要让一个礼拜上花了那么多钱建，只有礼拜天可以用，希望礼拜一到礼拜六都要用。
They also spent substantial amounts of resources to build a church, and they felt it shouldn't be used just for Sunday.
所以他们花了很多钱去盖那个礼拜堂。
So they spent a lot of effort and resources to build the church.
他们说讨论到这个椅子的时候，就是礼拜堂的椅子的时候。
And when they were discussing about the chairs or the pews,
那他们就有不同的意见。
They have difference in opinion.
那么很多弟兄姊妹说像我们一样是一排一排的。
Quite a few decided that they really want the chairs to be like our pews, fixed.
另外有一批弟兄姊妹说不要，我们要像电影院一样，一个位置一个位置的。
And there are others who insisted having individual seats.
那么他们辩论的这个背景是什么呢？
Why are they arguing over this?
他们说要一个位置一个位置的那些人，他们的说法是这样。
Those who demanded for individual seats.
他说我们盼望这个教堂将来能够吸引更多的人在这边，能够有机会认识主。
They said we want more people to come and have an opportunity to know Christ.
但是当他们刚刚开始进来的时候，让他们不觉得好像进到一个教堂。
But we don't want to feel like they are coming into a church when they first come in.
所以让他们先有这种文化的感觉，然后才有属灵的感觉。
So when they come into this hall like a movie theater, then they might have some sense of culture before they get attracted by spiritual things.
这件事情我是前几天听张子华牧师告诉我。
I heard this from Reverend Chen.
那么他就问我，你们教会用什么椅子？
And then he asked me, what kind of seats will your church be adopting?
Pew, 这样子这样子的。
And I said, well, we decided on a pew.
他说你们差劲，连文化的眼光都没有。
And he criticized us for not having a sense of culture.
我说不是没有眼光。
I said, that's not true.
是我们没有钱。
It's because we don't have the money.
我说如果有钱的话。
If we have the money.
我倒觉得你们这个看法我很乐意接受。
I appreciate your viewpoint.
弟兄姊妹，将来进新堂太多事情要做了。
Brothers and sisters, there are numerous things for us to do in the new church.
但是今天让我们彼此勉励和提醒。
But let us encourage each other today.
让我们培养只有一件事的心态，因为保罗在这里说：“我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，朝着标杆直跑。”
Let us develop this mentality that there's only one thing that matters.
我们需要只有一件事的这种精神。
We need this kind of spirit.
不管我们有什么样的节目和活动，
No matter what our programs or our planning will be,
我们也不要忘记这一件事。
Let's not forget this one thing.
保罗在腓立比书第一章说，总要让基督在我身上照常显大。
So that Christ will be magnified in me.
第一，要培养只有一件事的心态。
So the first thing is we have to develop this mentality.
第二，要推动竭力追求的决心。
And then we have to also push forward.
保罗讲信心，讲恩典。
Paul talks about faith and blessings.
但是保罗也讲尽心竭力。
But Paul also talks about how he pressed on and he uses all his ways.
很多时候我们说我们得救是因为恩典，我们称义是因为信相信。
Very often we do emphasize that our salvation is due to faith and faith alone.
所以换句话说，一切都是神为我们预备好。
And that is everything has been prepared by God.
但人何等容易走极端。
But it's so easy for us to take the extreme view.
我们得救是因着信。
So that our salvation is due to faith.
很多时候我们得胜，我们也就变成很懒惰。
And so then we become very lazy in claiming victorious life.
保罗在这里告诉我们说要竭力的追求。
But Paul here saying, I press on to take hold.
向着标杆直跑。
I run towards the goal.
保罗没有告诉我们说圣灵要来，要好像一个轿子一样抬着你往天堂跑。
Paul did not teach that the Holy Spirit will carry us into heaven.
竭力追求完全这个直跑在原文是同样一个字。
In the English, he used the same word. He says, "I press on."
那个四个人抬来的摊子来到耶稣的面前是被人抬来的。
You may remember that person who was paralyzed was carried by his four friends to Jesus.
后来耶稣叫他走，说你平平安的走吧，你得医治了。
Jesus healed him and then said, "You can go in peace."
我不知道这摊子几岁。
I do not know how old this person was.
我不知道他那抬来的那个垫子到底抬了几年。
I do not know how long he has been on this mattress that's been carried around.
但是非常稀奇。
But amazingly,
耶稣跟他说，拿起你的褥子来走吧。
Jesus said, take your mattress and go.
有人说耶稣讲这句话是因为他看重不要 污染环境。
Some have said this is a reflection that Jesus did not want people to pollute the environment.
因为我最近听说那个五饼二鱼收拾十二篮，因为耶稣很看重环境的那个污染的问题，所以不要乱丢，要把你们剩下的收拾带回去。
Indeed, we are witnessing the greening of the Bible.
那么我们现在搬到新堂，我们听见青少年他们也希望往这一方面努力，要希望看重这个环境，这个环境的问题。
And indeed, the youth as well as the English congregation are already pushing for certain ways to minimize the impact to the environment when we move into our new church.
耶稣要他拿起褥子来走。
Jesus asked this person to take his mattress.
我相信有一个属灵的意义。
I believe that there's a spiritual meaning involved.
以前人家抬你。
In the past, others have carried you.
你现在要去抬别人。
But now you can go carry others.
你得救是本乎恩，从今天开始你要竭力的追求往前走。
Yes, salvation begins with faith, but now you have to press on to become righteous.
所以保罗在这里用那绝对的完全来吸引我们，作为我们的目标往前走。
So Paul is using this absolute perfection to attract us, to make us establish this as our goal.
我们有时间讲后面两节，不过很简单的跟大家讲一讲，以后我们再来详细的查考。
I'm running out of time for the next two verses, but I'll just touch upon it, and maybe in the future when we do have time, we will look at 15 and 16.
他十五节、十六节是从另外一个角度来勉励腓立比的教会。
In verses 15 and 16, he encouraged the church from a different angle.
他从相对的完全来勉励他们。
He is now using a relative perfection.
这个完全是什么意思呢？
And what kind of perfection is this?
按照我们信仰程度、生命程度的完全。
And that is the perfection that grows along with our level of maturity.
一方面我们需要一个大目标吸引我们。
On the one hand, we need a goal to attract us.
但是我们知道我们一级一级往上走的时候，有每一个阶段的一个要求和标准。
But as we grow, each step carries a level of standard.
如果说得诺贝尔奖是你的终极的目标的话，
Perhaps you say, I want to win the next Nobel Prize as my goal.
你每一年要达到 straight A 的这样的一个标准，是你每一个阶段的一个完全的一个标准。
Perhaps then for every year in school, you need to establish a straight A average.
刚才张昭斌弟兄提到两个礼拜以前，这个何弟兄在这边讲到。
Just now, our chairman have mentioned, Brother Bill Ho was preaching to us two Sundays ago.
我很早就知道这个何弟兄家里面都是天才。
Very a long time ago, I already knew that this family is a very talented family.
因为这个何医生的妹妹早年也在我们教会聚会。
Because his sister used to worship with us too.
所以那个时候从这个林正的太太，我就听说过他的哥哥有一个孩子是怎么样的一个天才。
So from her mouth, I've already heard that she has a brother who has a son who is a genius.
怎么个天才法我不知道。
Of course, I never found out what kind of genius and to what level.
前天我听张子华牧师讲，我才知道他的天才是怎么个天才法。
Two days ago, when I was speaking with Reverend Cheung, he told me.
他十岁，在西雅图的华府Washington University 大学毕业。
He graduated from the University of Washington when he was 10 years old.
十二岁得到博士学位。
He received a PhD at the age of 12.
这是我前天听张楚华牧师才知道的。
I just found this out two days ago.
我一听第一个反应。哇
My first reaction was wow.
后来我就开始去思想，这两天我在准备这篇信，我在思想这件事情。
And then when I was preparing this message, this event came back to my mind.
天才
A genius.
我们都很羡慕。
Perhaps we are envious.
但有的时候我们听太多这些天才的故事。
But perhaps sometimes we hear too many of these stories.
我们就产生很强烈的自卑感。
Then we perhaps feel inferior.
我们觉得我们太差劲。
We feel that we are not like that.
我发现在教会里面也是如此。
Perhaps the same complex exists in the church.
偶尔我们看见一些天才型的基督徒。
Sometimes you may see a Christian who is a quote genius.
哇，他的灵性增长的让我有自卑感。
That his spiritual growth is so advanced that it makes me feel inferior.
弟兄姊妹，保罗提醒我们，让基督做你的目标，不要让天才做你的目标。
But Paul is encouraging us to set Jesus up as our goal, not a genius.
而且按照你我正常属灵的进步来作为我们的提醒和勉励。
And to encourage ourselves as our natural level of achievement and growth.
所以我把十五节、十六节，特别是十六节，也用两点来作为提醒。
So I also expounded on verse 16 into two points.
我们到了什么地步，就当照什么地步行。
Let us live up to what we have already attained.
这是保罗提醒我们怎么样用相对的完全来提醒我们。
And this is how Paul has used the relative perfection to encourage us.
那这两点我下一次跟大家分享。
And I will be sharing this with you next time.
第一个，我们要学习做一个真实的人。
First, we need to become truthful.
到什么地步就照什么地步行。
You have to be truthful to your real achievements.
耶稣基督在地上。
When Jesus was on earth,
犹大出卖他。
Judas betrayed him.
耶稣没有发过脾气，没有责备他。
Jesus never lost his temper over that.
彼得昧了良心，三次不认主。耶稣顶多看他一眼，用非常温柔像妙牧师的眼神这样看他一眼。
Peter denied Jesus three times, but Jesus never scolded him, only looked at him with a gentle look.
但是对一种人，耶稣发过脾气。
But you might remember, Jesus lost his temper once.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣不只是发过脾气，他还动过手。
He even used physical action.
他到了圣殿，把那些买卖牛羊兑换银钱的用他的手把他推翻，用鞭子把他们赶出去。
You might remember he was zealous for the temple of God and he chased out all the money changers and the people who were buying and selling in the temple.
打一下岔，有的时候我在想，如果我要像耶稣，
I have to sidetrack now and sometimes when I thought I'm like Jesus,
有的时候我也需要像耶稣这样的怒气。
Then I feel perhaps I should be able to have righteous anger like that of Jesus.
今天这个时代的基督徒太不会发这一种的脾气。
Perhaps the Christians of today have lost this ability to have righteous anger.
他对付这些宗教家。
Jesus was angry towards these religious leaders.
这些人叫做什么呢？叫做 hypocrite， 叫做假冒为善的。
He cannot stand those who are hypocrites.
中文翻得很好，第一个字就是我们说的真实的真字的相反，假。
Indeed, the Chinese description is that they are false.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要真。
So we need to be true.
今天这个时代对教会倒尽了胃口，是为什么？
Why is it that today's generation really cannot stand the church?
尤其今天这个时代的青年人混。
Just emphasize that you'll be true to yourself and not change.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们迈向完全。
So that we can march towards perfection.
前天我在 radio 刚好听到最高法院最新的法官就任的就职演讲。
Day before yesterday, I heard on the radio the speech by the newest Supreme Court Justice.
他的名字我们现在都知道，叫 Clarence Thomas.
I think you all know his name. He is Clarence Thomas.
他在讲他的就职演讲的最后一句话，我很注意听。
In his concluding statements after being confirmed,
我用这句话作为我今天讲到的结束。
I will use his concluding remarks also to conclude my sermon.
他到最后他就引了丘吉尔先生的一句话做他的结论。
In the end, he quoted Churchill.
他说 "Let's go forward together." 让我们一同的往前迈进吧。
He said, "Let us go forward together."
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天要进入新堂以前我们的祷告，也是我们的心愿。
This has to be our prayer and our heart before we move into the new church.
照原来的计划。
In our original schedule,
今天是第一次在新堂聚会。
Today should be the first day that we worship in that new building.
但是我们感谢主，只有他，主有他更好的安排。
But we thank the Lord because He has a better timing.
要先听完这篇道再进去。
We have to hear the sermon first before going in.
弟兄姊妹 ，Let's go forward together. 让我们同心的、一起的往着完全来迈进。
Brothers and sisters, let us go forward together towards perfection.
我们唱二百。